It was not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away the stain of our sin. No, the heart that dreamed us into existence beat the only blood that could cleanse us. The hands that crafted the world spilled the only substance that could mend it. And so, here he hangs, King and Creator Jesus, the Christ executed on a criminal's cross, the only innocent man in all of human history, the one who once hung the stars, now hanged by those he loves. He who formed the heavens on a cross crafted for the worst the world had to offer, the maker of all things visible and invisible, the vision of true kingship, trading heaven's diadem for a crown of thorns, forever settling a debt he did not owe. The name above all names, naked, our mediator mocked, the Lion of Judah, our sacrificial lamb, taking lash upon lash, the King of glory, God himself, giving up his breath for us. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, waging war for our souls. His now nail-pierced hands that formed man from nothing but dust, as he so lovingly held the dream of his heart, driven through with spikes, handled with hatred by those he came to save, the God who filled their lungs, simultaneously struggling for breath. The heart that dreamed us into creation now beats the very blood that would save us, our ruddy Redeemer, fairest among 10,000, the radiance of God's own glory, with our ransom smeared onto his skin, flowing down his head, his hands, his feet, mixing with the memory of red dirt, forming a puddle below him from the deepest parts of the heart of God to save the very men who put him there. The hands that crafted the world spilled the only substance that could mend it. Hands once covered in dirt to form the creation that would betray him, now drip with his own blood to have them back. Beaten, pierced, tortured, scorned, and smitten. The mixed memory in this reddened dirt now replaced by a new crimson stain, writing a new story, blotting out the deeply set marks that sin left on man. Our unthinkable debt met his unfathomable goodness on that cross. The worst man had to offer, colliding with the best God had to give. The wonder working, never stopping, ever shed blood. The blood that flowed from Emmanuel's veins. The blood that still moves and works today, spilled to save and to heal, and to have, and to keep, and to redeem, and to marry, and to wash. Because it was not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away the stain of our sin. No, the hands that crafted the world spilled the only substance that could cleanse it. The heart that dreamed us into existence beat the only thing that could mend us. The name above all names, our mediator of a new and better covenant, the Lion of Judah, our sacrificial lamb, the King of glory, God himself. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, the eternal one with everlasting wounds, the God with no beginning, whose power knows no end.